about ready to begin. Deserve that one all by itself. Preacher, preacher, walking down the street. Tips his hat to every lady hit me. I wonder why. Walking down the street, tipping his hat, yeah, to everyone he meets. Preacher, come to your house, just to rest his hat. Next thing you wanna know, it is where's your husband at? Well, where's your husband at? That's what you wanna know.
Gone to the mill.
Next thing you wanna know is where's your husband at? Country ways, comes to the city and he plays and plays well. You know about country ways. Well, he comes to the country city and he just plays. Yeah, preacher in the pulpit, Bible in his hand, and sisters in the amen corner saying that my man. Bible in his hand, sisters in the amen corner saying that's my man. And she ought to know. Well, you know, preacher, preacher, you're so nice and kind, but stay away from that house of mine. Well, yes, you're kind, they all tell me. Well, you just stay away from that house of mine. Thank you.
I'm that thing you need to do. I got that thing for my tickler use. You been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, every morning it can hear me tapping that thing. Tap it in the morning, I tap it at night. Tap that thing, don't tap it just right. Just tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, just tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, every morning it can hear me tapping that thing. Went to the front door to get a shine. Go to the back door and get it from behind. You been tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, oh, tap that thing. Good God Almighty, every morning each can hear me tapping that thing. Tapping that thing is easy to do. I got that thing for my tickler use. You been tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, been tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, every morning each can hear me tapping that thing. Tapping that thing, it's easy to do. I got that thing for my tickle use. Tap that thing. Good God Almighty, just tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, every morning each can hear me tapping that thing. You wire your shoe, wire your boot. You hear yank, great, you how you pray that box. Been tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, just tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, every morning each can hear me tapping that thing. I've been to New York, I've been to New Orleans. You hear Yankee Rich, you play that Madeline. You've been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, every morning each can hear him tapping that.
It's for yourself. if nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk the Red Valley for yourself.
Some kind of daze, you know I'm a-looking, yes, and I'm searching to find a way. Kind of reason, just a little sign to make my life, I said, worth living, to find a way, some kind of way.
nobody know my name. Ain't nobody hold my hand. Ain't nobody know my name or hold my hand. I'm a lonesome man walking down the road. My piano sure is a heavy load. Willie, he has a harp in his shirt. Willie has a harp in his shirt. Every time we see a lady, Willie scores first. And me, my piano hit the dirt.
Yeah, all right. Vermont, a lazy man's Colorado. I was born in the city. I live in the North Country now. Yeah, I was born in the city. Yeah, I live in the North Country now. Yeah, I love Vermont. It's a lazy man's Colorado. The snow come down and it hang on 6 months deep and 6 months long. Yeah, the snow come down. Hang on 6 months deep. Yeah, 6 months long. That's time enough to love your lover. And time enough to feel the pain when you treat your lover wrong. Let me tell you, the hills warm like a woman. Come summertime, there's a little part of me gets reborn. The hills warm like a woman. Come summertime, there's a little part of me gets reborn. Yeah, I love Vermont. Friends and berry wine, cool moonshine in a country home. Oh, play the blues, Mr. Willie, play that blues, that good country blues for me. Thank you. I've been down in New York City. I play second bill to the rock and roll superstars. Hey, I've been down New York City. Mr. Willie and me, we play second bill to the righteous superstars. I'm back in Vermont. I'm just happy being back where all my old time friends are. Yeah, I was born in the city. Hey, I live, oh, babe, in the North Country now. Yeah, I'm born in the city. I live in the North Country now. Hey, I tell you, I tell you, I love Vermont. It's a lazy man's Colorado.
Oh yeah, oui, oh yeah, oh yeah. Hello. De retour, vous êtes toujours à CKUT. Il est 10h24, mercredi. C'est Benoît Chaput en studio. Je suis encore en train de retrouver mes pitons, me retrouver un peu. Excusez, il y a eu des petits moments techniquement moins parfaits. Mais l'émotion est là, soyez assurés de cela. On vient d'entendre quelqu'un d'un peu fou, une découverte dans le Vermont, justement. Il faudrait que je puisse vous montrer la pochette. Là, c'est un être hirsute au maximum. C'est dur d'avoir plus de poils que ça. C'était Pleasure Pudding Sweet Pie. Pleasure Pudding, je pense que c'est le nom de l'artiste. Un disque de 1972 sur ESP Records. On a entendu Me and My Piano, Willie and His Harp, et après Lazy Man's Colorado. Juste avant ça, c'était John Fahey, Funeral Song for Mississippi John Hurt, de son album de 1972, Of Rivers and Religion. Et avant, c'est Patrick Sky, To Find a Way, de l'album Two Steps Forward, One Back. Je pense à peu près de 72 aussi. Patrick Sky, c'est celui qui a produit les deux derniers albums de Mississippi John Hurt. Et j'ai acheté cet album-là sur un coup de tête, là, le Two Steps Forward, One Back, en voyant qu'il y avait une photo sur la pochette de Mississippi John Hurt à côté du fameux Patrick Sky, que je ne connaissais pas du tout. C'est un album absolument délicieux. Je vais sûrement le faire jouer encore très souvent à l'émission. Avant, justement, Mississippi John Hurt, You Got to Walk That Lonesome Valley, chanson très triste. C'est une performance qui avait été télédiffusée à l'époque et qu'on retrouve sans problème sur YouTube. C'est magnifique. Avant, un bluesman un peu oublié qui jouait de la mandoline, Hank Rachel, Tapping That Thing, c'est sur Blue Goose en 1973. Je pense qu'il avait fait beaucoup de disques dans les années 20, Hank Rachel. Et les gens de Blue Goose ont été à sa poursuite, à sa recherche, pour pouvoir l'avoir avec eux. Donc, ils l'ont trouvé, ils l'ont forcé à retrouver son répertoire qu'il avait en partie oublié. C'est vraiment très, 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 très bon. Avant ça, Backward Sam et Delta X. C'est des drôles de pseudonymes, ces deux jeunes de l'époque, dans les années 60. Ça date de 1969. Qui jouaient du blues, on a entendu Preacher Blues de leur album de leur nom, Backward Sam et Delta X. Et je vous mets ça parce que Backward Sam, c'est celui qui accompagne Hank Rachel sur les enregistrements de 73, sur donc à Tapping That Thing que je vous ai fait jouer tantôt. juste avant le dernier album, le nouvel album du fabuleux Glenn Jones, Vade Mecum, la pièce Vade Mecum de l'album qui s'appelle Vade Mecum. Avant ça, on a entendu une écossaise, un enregistrement des années 60, Jean Redpath of Leven Fife, Scotland, The Garman and the Plowman. Et on avait commencé ce set avec Howie Mitchell, I'm Sad and Lonesome, qui jouait sur un dulcimer qu'il a construit lui-même. Ça, c'est sur les deux albums étaient sur étiquette Folk Legacy Records et ça date de 1962. On va continuer. Je vais vous mettre une petite publicité de CKUT et après on va continuer avec un set un peu plus rock. On va avoir une pièce de Movie Tones qui sont. C'est mon obsession récente, le groupe Movie Tones. J'adore tout ce qu'ils font de Bristol et ils n'ont pas fait de disque depuis longtemps, mais ils ont sorti cet album d'enregistrement fait avec John Peel, qui est vraiment quelque chose de très précieux comme album. Donc je mets la publicité, on vient avec Movie Tones et pas longtemps après avec Baron Coley, qui va nous lire du Jack Hirschman. Donc je me glisse jusqu'au bouton de la publicité.
Si votre dernier vaccin contre la COVID-19 remonte à plus de 5 mois, c'est le moment d'aller chercher une nouvelle dose. Faire le plein d'anticorps permet de réduire le risque d'avoir ou de transmettre le virus, en plus de contribuer à diminuer le nombre d'hospitalisations et de décès liés à la COVID-19. Pour une meilleure protection contre le virus, prenez rendez-vous au québec.ca/vaccin-COVID et suivez la séquence de vaccination recommandée. La vaccination contre la COVID-19, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec. Thank you.
This is a poem by Jack Hirschman called The Shades. It's from his 1968 book, Black Aliffs, which was co-published by Phoenix Bookshop in New York and Trigam in London. The Shades. The Shades. Finally, I know the Shades. Who wears them? Why? Darkness, oh friends, oh siblings. The moon is legion. Here are my eyes, taken into the afternoon drums, into the petals of chance, admitted into the bowels of the mantra, wearing the same disguises, showering in golden bowls, bringing tea, bringing out the ching, making the flute appear, playing stops till sundown, having night for breakfast, knowing I am all in this. The madness is the state of orange peel. The radio playing Los Angeles. Blind Ray Charles, 6,000 miles away on an island in Greece. Nothing here. Everything possible. A circle forming a word to be said. A want to be touched. A touch to be reached. A reach to be wronged. A wrong to be sung here. Darkness flowering, crossing death, longing for hands.
Thank you.
Sacrilège. Sacrilège. Me voilà obligé de parler par-dessus Noy, Allo Gallo, de leur premier album. Malheureusement, il est 10h54. L'émission est presque finie. Je vais encore vous faire jouer quelque chose. J'ai une publicité à vous faire jouer, donc je suis obligé d'abréger ce magnifique morceau de Michael Rother, Klaus Dinger, 1972, Allo Gallo. Juste avant, on a eu $75 Bill, Every Last Coffee or Tea, de leur album I Was Real de 2019. Et on a eu aussi la voix de Byron Coley qui nous lisait The Shades de Jack Hirschman, un poème de 1968 de son livre Black Aleph, qui était sous une couverture, un collage assez incroyable de j'ai un blanc du nom du collagiste qui l'a fait, Wallace Berman, que j'aime tellement. Et on a commencé tout ça avec Movie Tone, Summer, des Peel Session. Je vous dis à bientôt. Je mets une publicité. On va terminer l'émission Sleepy King à sécurité avec la pièce Odette, que je dédie spécialement comme un gros fuck you à la mort qui essaie vraiment de nous cerner. Mais on va courir plus vite que toi. Éventuellement, on va perdre la course, mais on va courir plus vite que toi. Odette. Une interprétation de Odette du groupe Kaleidoscope de leur album Side Trips à CKUT. Je vous dis dans deux semaines et vous pouvez nous écouter sur Mixcloud Sleepy King Radio.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardon. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
Y'all. shame for the earth.
Hey, you are listening to a special interview series hosted by Free City Radio that is taking place in collaboration with a conference and concert in Montreal called Music and Anti-Fascism: Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. So this is an interview series that I'm hosting in collaboration with this conference. I'm Stefan Christoph and host Free City Radio. We, of course, are a weekly radio program and podcast. This interview series is basically conversations I've had with artists reflecting on their own creative practice, but also their relationship to activism. These interviews feature musicians who are joining a concert in July 2022 as part of this conference. And I wanted to take the opportunity to speak with artists about their practice, their work, and the intersections between their musical ideas and their musical practices and activism within this time of urgency when it comes to struggles for justice, when it comes to struggles against fascism internationally. It was great to get to record these interviews with an awesome set of artists here in the city in Montreal. We will now go to a conversation I had with musician, violinist, an awesome improviser, academic, Ari Swan. Ari plays in the Egyptian Cotton Orchestra that is presenting as part of the Music and Anti-Fascism concert. I got the chance to speak to Ari about her practice as an artist, about improvisation, about her